This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
The longer people live, and globally we are, the longer people live, the longer they're going to work, either because they want to or because they have to. And that gets us to today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Shelley Rivers. I live in Iowa City, Iowa. I'm a substitute teacher for the Iowa City Community School District, and I also work part-time for the city of Iowa City in one of the parking ramps. I'm working more or less 65 hours a week, and I'm 62. My first degree was in psychology, but I had a high school reunion, and someone had said that they always thought I would be a teacher. And I said, why, you know, that sounds pretty good. So that was it, to get that second degree and the teaching degree. I put in an application for like whatever openings were applicable for me with my chemistry/science teaching degree. Not getting hired was discouraging. I had no interviews at all, anywhere. There were times when I definitely shed tears of anger and frustration. But I kept trying to get like regular teaching jobs. You know, it's one of those like foot in the door things. I was hoping like if they get used to seeing me in the hallways, maybe they'll actually give me a real job, you know? It's not clear to me that I could ever actually like retire. I have never had an expectation ever that I would like just like a day would come when I could just quit working and like money would just be there for me to live off of. But a day of subbing, if it's a long-term job, it pays $220 a day. So I've had a bunch of long-term jobs this school year. So I'm actually doing really well. Like I'm paying my car off. Like it's a whole new experience. It really is. I feel like Scrooge McDuck, you know, like, I need a shovel to like shovel all my gold into the corner and roll in it, you know, I mean, it's not obviously not that much. My dream would really just be to be able to see my sister now and again, to be able to go visit my brother, and to be able to make things easier for my kids. One daughter had to take her cat to the vet, and she just cried when I told her that I could cover the vet bill because she didn't know how she was going to do it. That I can stop that at least once is a good feeling.
Shelley Rivers, she's a substitute teacher in Iowa City. No matter where you are or what you do, we cannot do this series without your help. So let us know what's going on, would you? You can do it at marketplace.org/myeconomy.